Teaching sustainability is vital to Dr. Jeffrey Chase, the Dean of Undergraduate Studies at San Diego State University. It's a subject he approaches with a broad definition.
I think of sustainability as a kind of paradigm as opposed to an endpoint, so that intellectually, socially, physically, emotionally, environmentally, economically, we make sure that 100 years from now, 200 years from now, people have access to goods and resources, enough clean water, enough clean air. How do we make sure that the resources that are available to us are distributed so that all people can thrive?
You'll notice that he's framed that as a question. That's not coincidental, as Chase believes that a Socratic approach, learning through seeking answers to questions, yields the best long-term results, and not just for college students.
One of the things that we could do more of in high schools and middle schools, actually we could do more of it in colleges and universities too, is what I would call problem-focused education as opposed to content-focused education. So sitting down with a group of students and saying, it doesn't look like we have enough water. So what do you think we should do about that? How do we learn around that problem as opposed to, let's just cover this content and test you on it? Problem-focused education is very powerful. It engages students, and they learn by doing, by taking part, trying to wrestle with these things rather than just come up with the right answers.
In fact, says Dr. Chase, this basic methodology can even be used with grade school classes.
I think you can begin pretty early on talking to children about conserving water. If we use all the water up today, we don't have water tomorrow. In the Midwest, feed your seed corn, you don't have corn to plant tomorrow.
And teaching those young students in itself can be a key to a sustainable society. But he adds, that also leads to further questions.
We might also want to talk about what is the kind of schooling that children have access to? What is the kind of health care those children have access to? What is the kind of diet those children have access to? These are wicked problems. These are not easily solved issues.
To grapple with such issues, Chase suggests, the essential building blocks for educators lie in teaching critical thinking, seeing connections, and then framing issues as questions.
Teaching students that things are connected. If I do something, it's connected to what happens somewhere else. If I drive my car or if I throw trash along the sidewalk, that's connected to the way other people see the world. So how do I think about this in a way that contributes to the positive benefits that we need globally? I don't think it's any more political than those kinds of questions.
Using such a framework, he says, allows the flexibility necessary to accommodate differences in locales and populations and offers multiple pathways to the overall objective of sustainability. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.